the supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear sisters, dear brothers, Salamun Alaikum and welcome. This is a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the achievements of the holy month of Ramadan.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
But today, Monday, 28th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar and the 8th of April 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran. This is verse 31 of chapter An-Nisa. We'll listen to it. We'll learn more about it then.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما.
If you avoid the major sins which you are forbidden, we will remove from you your lesser sins and admit you to a noble entrance into paradise.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It's understood from this verse that sins are divided into two groups, the minor sins and the major sins. We also recite in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verse 49, that on the day of judgment when sinners see the record of their evil deeds, they say, What a book this is. It does not omit a small one nor a great one. According to the Islamic literature, a great sin is a sin for which Allah has promised fire to its performer. The numbers of great sins are mentioned differently in the Islamic narrations.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً وتدربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكراً يا
And we come back to our topic, Ramadan and change. This is, changing is one of the great achievements in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan should be used as a means of moral and spiritual growth. It's important that we plan out our month in advance to ensure we are maximizing the benefit we take from it. We should make a conscious effort to pray in congregation five times a day. Look to pray the Nafila additional prayers, stand in vigils through the night, and look to eating healthy, nutritious foods. Through all these, you will notice a natural closeness develops with Allah and a sense of calm and belonging comes over you. It's also important to ensure we use this blessed month as a time for moral development, self-improvement, and self-discipline, of course. Ramadan teaches us that we as can refrain from halal things, that is, food and drink. Similarly, stay away from haram activities such as lying, backbiting, cheating, and fighting. We must ensure that Ramadan is a time where we drop all our bad habits and look towards improving our behavior through truthfulness, honesty, respect for others, sacrifice and generosity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the achievements of the month of Ramadan, the region of personal and social blessings. In the blessed month of Ramadan, many successful and fortunate people were able to reap abundant harvests, a harvest that will bear blessings for their year, and in some cases, for their entire lives. Some became acquainted with the Qur'an, benefited from Qur'anic knowledge, and reflected upon it. Some established a routine and method of intimacy and supplication with Allah for themselves and illuminated their hearts. People fasted. Through fasting, they brought purity into themselves. This purity, intimacy, and illumination become the source of many blessings and personal and social life. This spiritual purity grants one good thinking, purifies the self from envy, miserliness, arrogance, and lust. Purity in oneself makes the social environment a safe and secure place spiritually and mentally. It brings hearts closer together. It makes believers kind to one another. It spreads compassion among the community of faith. These are all the products of the blessed month of Ramadan for successful and fortunate people. Another major product of this month is piety. As it is said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, the hand that holds its own reins. This is the meaning of piety.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain pouring all your love to every soul.
It's a good time to have a short look on spiritual and moral benefits of fasting. Fasting is an institution for the improvement of moral and spiritual character of human being. The purpose of the fast is to help develop self-restraint, self-purification, God-consciousness, compassion, the spirit of caring and sharing, the love of humanity, and the love of God. Fasting is a universal custom and is advocated by all the religions of the world, with more restrictions in some than in others. The Islamic fast, as opposed to mere starvation or self-denial, is an act of worship and obedience to God, thanksgiving, forgiveness, and spiritual training, and of course, self-examination.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد
تدعو إلى الدين القوي
يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين
ومضات.
This is today's special you choose to listen to. Fasting of Ramadan is a time for change. Fasting in Ramadan develops in a person the real spirit of social belonging, of unity and brotherhood, and of equality before Allah. This spirit is the natural product of the fact that when people fast, they feel that they are joining the whole Muslim society, which makes up more than one-fifth of the world's population, in observing the same duty, in the same manner, at the same time, for the same motives, and for the same end. No socialist or historian can say that there has been at any period of history anything comparable to this powerful institution of Islam. Fasting is the month of Ramadan. People have been crying throughout the ages for acceptable belonging, for unity, for brotherhood, for equality. But how echoless their voices have been, and how very little success they have met.
Once al-Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam saw Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari yatanaffasu al-su'ada, He breathed heavily. The Imam alayhi salam looked at him. He told him, Ya Jabir, what are you breathing like that over? What's causing you distress? A'la dunya? Is it because of this dunya, this materialistic dunya? He told him, Yes, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. When I see that I don't have much from this dunya, you know, Jabir was not your wealthy, rich person. So he says, when I see this dunya and I don't have access to a lot of it, it bothers me. I get sad. And remember, Jabir is a mu'min. But subhanAllah, Allah reminds you through Quran and Ahlul Bayt all the time. So when the Imam alayhi salam heard that from Jabir, he gave him this beautiful lesson. The Imam alayhi salam told him, Oh Jabir, let me describe to you the reality of this dunya that you're breathing heavily over, that you're sighing over. You want to know the reality of this dunya? Jabir, look at the pleasures that people fight for. And the Imam gives examples from that era. What are the finest temptations and pleasures in that era? The Imam says, I'll describe them to you. See how low they are. The Imam says, at that time, the best food, the sweetest food that you can eat is what? Honey. And the Imam says, what's honey? What is honey? Inspect it. It's the saliva of an insect. And that was the best food, fanciest food at the time, the sweetest food. What is it? It's the saliva of an insect. That's the first example the Imam gives him. The second example, Jabir, what is the fanciest clothing people wear at the time? Silk, pure silk, right? If you were rich, you could wear silk. If you were poor, you could not afford silk. The Imam says, what silk? What silk? It comes out of a worm, the silkworm. This fine, fancy clothing comes out from a worm. Look how low this dunya is. The Imam gives him more example. Jabir, what's the best perfume in that era? The Imam says, misk. You know the musk? You know where the musk forms? How does it form? It comes from the blood of a deer. A deer develops a sac. Inside that sac, there's a liquid made from blood. They take that, it's concentrated. They apply a process to it. It becomes the finest perfume. The Imam says, look at this dunya. And then the Imam says, what's the finest transportation? Horses. وَهِيَ قَوَاتِلْ. How many horses kill their riders? You love this horse, you spend so much on it. SubhanAllah, today, our cars. We spend so much on our cars, we love our cars. Sometimes that same car, through a crash, kills you. God forbid, may Allah protect you all. But look at this dunya, can you trust this dunya?
Dear brothers and sisters, our time is end now. Thank you for listening. We leave you in Allah's protection and have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
يا رزاق يا غفار يا قهار يا وهاب يا تواب يا رحيم يا عزيز يا سميع يا بصير يا لطيف يا خبير يا حليم يا حفيظ يا وكيل يا قوي يا متين
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken And if I am your haven, You will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We are at the last days of Ramadan, this beautiful month, time to farewell. Inshallah, we have achieved what we wanted to achieve. The goal was piety, the goal was elevating ourselves towards irfan, ma'rifah, truly knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting close to Allah. This closeness is the biggest goal of a mu'min, because when we do our ibadat, our worships, the intention is always taqarrub ilallah, qurbatan ilallah. So inshallah we all have achieved our goal. Inshallah we are more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than we used to be. And here now, the very last days, just a couple of remaining points. One of the beautiful hadith says from Rasulullah, إِذَا اسْتَحَلَّ رَمَضَانَ غَلَّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. When you see the crescent of this beautiful month, crescent of Ramadan, the new moon of Ramadan, make sure as you see this new crescent, make sure that all the doors of hellfire is closed. So it's a great, great, great blessing. It's time to earn points, to make points as much as possible. It's time, as I once remember, one of the talks I remembered, a person came to Imam Hassan Mujtaba and said, "Oh Imam, I need this and that." Imam said, "Let's go now, and I want to solve your problem right now." Imam Hassan was at that time, he was in Etikaf. That person told to Imam, "No, I don't want to ruin your Etikaf." Imam said, "No, let's go now, because if you solve a moment's problem, if you solve a moment's whole as a one, as a whole, a problem, it's equal to doing ibadah, worship of 9,000s of years. It's amazing, beautiful. So consider it. If you do some good things in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Prophet told us, إِذَا اسْتَحَلَّ رَمَضَانَ غَلَّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. When you see the crescent of Ramadan, make sure that all doors of hellfire or hell itself is closed, so you're not going to be in hellfire unless someone make haram or something, forbidden acts or something, you know, which is totally against the values of God. There's another beautiful hadith from Rasulullah again where he says, "Innal jannah mushtaqa ila arba'ati nafar." Heaven is waiting, is heartily waiting for four types of people, and one of those people are wasa'im wa shahr Ramadan, those who fast in this beautiful month, those who love to fast, those who fast with their entire existence, with their entire organs, means with their eyes, their ears, their nose, their tongue, their hands, their legs, those who fast in this month with their entire existence, with the total surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. heaven is waiting for them. I mean, heaven shouldn't wait for any of us, but that's how heaven, paradise, loves us, loves those who fast in this beautiful month. So the doors of hellfire is closed. Heaven is waiting for you, especially those who fast in this beautiful month. Ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq to do best of best deeds, inshallah, and be among those and remain or stay among those who are going to be in Jannah. And may Allah give us or grant us tawfiq or a chance where we can achieve this level or this grade, that we can make paradise who is waiting for us for to be there, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq to be in Jannah with his awliya. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem in the holy month of Ramadan, trying to learn how to read the Quran beautifully, fluently, with tajweed rules. We really welcome you all. We have brothers Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah, and Hussein Akbari with us today in this session. I really, really welcome. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein, next Hussein, two Hussein we have today. Hussein, how are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. So, Hassan, how is it going?
Well.
Alhamdulillah. For what?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So, everyone is great and energetic. Hope you are ready, brothers and sisters. Let's get started. Today, we will be talking about Ayah 77 and one more Ayah 78. Two verses from Surah Al-A'raf on page 160. So everyone, turn to page 160. Let's listen to the recitation of these two verses from Surah Al-A'raf. Then we will, inshallah, talk about them.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَعَقَرُوا النَّاقَةَ وَعَتَوْا عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ وقالوا يا صالح ائتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من المرسلين فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Let me read it once. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فعقروا الناقة وعتوا عن أمر ربهم وقالوا يا صالح ائتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من المرسلين فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين. So these two verses talking about the people of Prophet Which prophet?
Salih
alayhi salam. Yes?
Yes.
So, Prophet Salih alayhi salam was sent to the people who were called Thamud. Yes? وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. Yeah? Prophet Salih alayhi salam asked the people to worship Allah Almighty. He guided them. He talked to them. But they didn't accept him. Yes? Not all the people. Some of the people accepted him. Some of the people
didn't.
So they asked him for a miracle. And the miracle was shown by the Prophet Salih alayhi salam. But still...
What was the miracle?
The miracle was... What was the miracle, guys?
The camel.
About the camel, yes? So the miracle was that... هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةً. In the previous verses, we learned that he was asked to bring out a camel, which was at the same time pregnant,
from the mountain.
Okay? At once... Prophet Salih had to show that a miracle, show that a camel is coming out from the heart of the mountain, alright, coming out. Okay, he had shown this to the people. Some people still didn't believe in him. So in these two verses, Allah Almighty talks about what happened to them. So I want Hussein to read this ayah once, the first ayah. Let's see, then we'll explain the tajweed points here.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. فَعَقَرُوا النَّاقَةَ وَعَتَوْا عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ وَقَالُوا يَا صَالِحُ ائْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
أحسن. Thank you so much. So guys, we'll continue this story. فَعَقَرُوا. There are heavy letters and light letters. Could you explain them? Fawad, what are the heavy letters in this word? What are the light letters? How you pronounce them?
Sir, so light letters, they kind of have a sound. For example, fa.
Fa is a light letter. Good.
And for example, qaf.
Qaf.
It has an aw sound. Qaf.
Qaf is.
Yeah. So the letters with an aw sound are considered heavy letters.
Heavy letters. What do you mean an aw sound and an a sound? You must mean like when you pronounce them,
yeah, when
like
you
the
pronounce
heavy letters,
them.
You pronounce them with an ah sound.
Yes.
Just open your mouth up and down. Yes.
Yes.
Like vertically. And the letters which are meant to be light letters, they are pronounced with an ah sound. You open your mouth horizontally. Yes. Ah, fa, ah. But when you reach to the qa, you make another sound. Fa'aqa. Look, it changes. Fa'aqaru. Fa'aqa. It changes automatically. So that's the correct way of pronunciation. Thank you for what? Fa'aqaru an-naqata. How do you read it, Hussein? Fa'aqaru an-naqata. How do you read it?
Fa'aqaru an-naqata.
Ahsan. Look at him, guys. He stretched the sound of noon, didn't he?
Yes.
فَعَقَرُ النَّاقَةَ.
Yes.
Yeah. That is the correct way to read it. Yes?
Yes.
It is called?
إِدْغَام.
إِدْغَام. You connect. إِدْغَام has meaning of merging. It has connecting, merging,
yes,
meaning, or joining, okay? So it's a special rule as well, but it's applied whenever you join the letters as well. So فَعَقَرُ النَّاقَةَ. Make sure you extend the sound of noon. وَعَتَوْ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ. رَ also has a heavy sound. رَبِّهِمْ.
قُرْآنِي فِي قَلْبِي دَوْمًا يَغْمُرُنِي مِنْ فَيْضِ ضِيَاء آيَاتُ الْمَوْلَى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
وَالْكَوْنُ الْوَاسِعُ فِي صَدْرِ أَحْضُنُهُ غَرْضًا وَسَمَاءً.
Let's recite the Quran.
وقالوا قالوا يا صالح يا صالح ائتنا or ائتنا. So how do you read it? يا صالح ائتنا.
Yes, صالح ائتنا.
صالح ائتنا. There is a hamzatul wasl, ignore it, right?
Yes.
So the rule is whenever hamzatul wasl appears in the middle, yes, you join the letter before hamzatul wasl and the letter after hamzatul wasl. Basically, you
skip
hamzatul wasl. But whenever it is in the beginning of the word, you have to read it. Like if you do not read the word qali ya salih, you start from i'tina, you have to read the word the hamzatul wasl i'tina or i'tina to make it softer. So bima ta'iduna in kunta. What is this rule called?
Ikhfa.
Yes. You hide the sound of noon. In kunta minal mursaleen. So
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why do we extend like the last word of the ayah? For example, mursaleen.
Well, thank you for a nice question. We have a type of mad called maddul arid lissukun. Okay? Which says whenever you end a word, and it actually it ends in, you end with a sukun sign on the last letter, yes, and before that last letter you have mad letters a or e or u, you have, so you extend it, yeah, to beautify the word. For example, mursaleen. When you stop, noon is the second letter. Before noon you have the letter ya, which is a mad letter. That way you extend it. Or jathimin. Look at the previous word, kafirun. Yep. Thank you for a nice question. So that is the story of Prophet Salih alayhi salam and his people. Now Allah Almighty sends them the adab. Can you read it? Hussein, read it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين.
أحسنتم. So the earthquake seized them and they lay lifeless, prostrate in their homes. When they were in some narrations, we have like the people were sleeping in their sleep, an earthquake came and killed all of them. Alright? Yeah. So فأخذتهم الرجفة. Join the words. هم الرجفة. رجفة. What is that?
قلقلة.
قلقلة. Echo the sound. Good job. فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين. Not a special rule. Only the pronunciations of ها صاد and ها and ثا. Yep. So time to recite these two verses. I will be reciting inshallah. Make sure you listen and repeat. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
All right, let's go. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, you practice with us as well, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
فعقروا الناقة وعتوا عن أمر ربهم وقالوا يا صالح ائتنا بما تعدنا
فعقروا الناقة وعتوا عن أمر ربهم وقالوا يا صالح ائتنا بما تعدنا
وقالوا يا صالح ائتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من المرسلين
وقالوا يا صالح ائتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من المرسلين
فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين
فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us in this session. That's all from us for today. See you in the next session. Stay with IRB English Radio. Hassan Hussein, Fawad, and the next Hussein Akbari. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. Allah bless you. See you in the next session. So, thanks to IRB English Radio as well and Sevier International School too. That's all from us for today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. حَتَّى أَسْرَحَ إِلَيْكَ فِي مَيَادِينِ السَّابِقِينَ So that I hurry to you, move easily to you in the battlefields of the foremost. وَأُسْرِعَ إِلَيْكَ فِي الْبَارِزِينَ So that I hurry to you among the prominent. وَأَشْتَاقَ إِلَى قُرْبِكَ فِي الْمُشْتَاقِينَ So that I desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous. وَأَدْنُوَ مِنْكَ دُنُوَ الْمُخْلِصِينَ
so that I move near to you with the nearness of the sincere. وَأَخَافَ كَمَخَافَةَ الْمُوقِنِينَ so that I fear you with the fear of those who have conviction. وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جِوَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ so that I gather with the believers in your nearness. We said that the true meaning of mu'min, the exemplar of mu'min, is the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wassalam. Now we said that there is necessity of getting to know the Ahlul Bayt, and it is mentioned in the Holy Quran and in the traditions. It is unanimously agreed in the science of logic that when presenter is being discussed, the presenter who introduces a fact must be superior to the presented, so as to be able to present the fact as it really is. So after proving the imamah of the Ahlul Bayt in the previous episode, and the fact that they are the inheritors of the Prophet's knowledge and have been inspired by Allah, we could say that who is better presenter in this universe than the Ahlul Bayt themselves in order to make their selves known for us. We have no option but to refer to them to get to know them. Getting to know the Ahlul Bayt will lead to salvation, nearness to Allah. And a true understanding of Islam is lying behind understanding the Ahlul Bayt. In this relation, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, أَسْعَدُ النَّاسِ مَنْ عَرَفَ فَضْلَنَا the happiest people are those who recognize our superiority and excellence. وَتَقَرَّبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِنَا the happiest of people is the one who has sought nearness to Allah through us. وَأَخْلَسَ حُبَّنَا who has loved us sincerely. وَأَمِلَ بِمَا إِلَيْهِ نَدَبْنَا and acted according to what we called for. وَانْتَهَا عَمَّا عَنْهُ نَهَيْنَا and stopped doing what we have prohibited. فَذَاكَ مِنَّا وَهُوَ فِي دَارِ الْمُقَامَةِ مَعَنَا such people are from us, and they will be with us in the eternal paradise. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us to ask from the Almighty Allah. وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جِوَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ O Allah, we ask you to be gathered with the believers in your nearness.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, strengthen my limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you and urge eagerly to be near you and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you.
Thank you Allah, let me hear feeling so good about all the things that we went through knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
So among all the creations of the Almighty Allah in the universe, be that be only physical or spiritual, the creation, which is a combination of physicality and spirituality, the Ahlul Bayt are the best ones. The reason for superiority of each of these groups over the other is determined by Allah, His spiritual favor, the capacity of the creature, the perfect faith. But we want to explain more this issue. So we will set some examples for these three groups in order to know their levels. In the Holy Quran and narrations, certain places and pieces of lands have been mentioned as having a special value for the Almighty Allah. For example, Kaaba and its vicinity. But the Holy Quran attracts people's attention to such nights and times like the grand night of Qadr. So, for the Almighty Allah, there are different times that have different values. The grand night, for example. The days of Allah, the first 10 nights of Dhul-Hajjah, for example. But the point is, the question is, what makes a human being superior to others in faith? What makes a human being superior to others in knowledge and piety? Now, the point is that believing people are better in value than others, and the scholars who practice their faith are superior to the believers, and the people of piety are of the highest value. In this relation, the Holy Quran has delicate and precise reference. The Holy Quran says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ Allah will exalt those of you who believe and those who are given knowledge in high degrees. So, a believer's value is such that both the Holy Quran and narrations consider kindness towards a believer as kindness to Allah and His Messenger. This is the true believer. This is the true mu'min that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جِرَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way. Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers and Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman? Allah, who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of Salatul Arham and what happens if a person cut his ties or give cold shoulders to his close relatives and family members. Sheikh, before getting to cutting ties with the close relatives and family members, let's first be concerned with the definition of Salatul Arham. What does it mean exactly according to Islamic beliefs?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From the moral perspective, Islam actually emphasizes a lot on this Salatul Arham, which means that you have to be always in contact with your families, with your relatives, and try to be merciful and kind to them, and try to, for example, to take care of them if you could. Try to provide them or support them with what they need if you can. That is why it means that you should be always supportive and merciful and kind to your relatives, the people who have a kind of link or relationship with you, and try to be actually to take care of them, for example, to support them, help them. This is the general meaning of Silatul Arham. It means that you should not cut your contact or relationship or with your communication with your relatives. Rather, try to be always with them. If you can help them, if you can care about them, if you can support them, try to do that. This is one of the religious duties of a Muslim and mu'min, to be kind, to be merciful to his arham, which means relatives and the people who have a kind of relationship and contact with you.
That's right. And when we say you should not cut ties with them or treat them silently or give them cold shoulder, what do you mean exactly? I mean, does it have any criterion, for example, that during a week or a day or a month we have to pay visit to our relatives and family members by such criterion or not?
In the Holy Quran, it is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly says that لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. It means that you have to be helpful, supportive to them as much as you could. For example, if you have time, if you can go and visit them, it's better to go and visit them. If you do not have time and really you're busy and you could not make time to go visit them, then of course at least call them, message them, or for example ask about their, daily, for example, affairs, about this, that whether they have any problem, any need. Even just calling them, texting them, messaging them, it is good, because if you completely cut any kind of contact or communication with them, from the Islamic perspective, it is haram, it is forbidden, it is among the major sins.
Yes.
To cut completely, your contact and your relationship with your relatives, particularly the close relatives like father, mother, brothers, sisters, grandfather, grandmother, aunts, uncles, cousins, these kind of people, you have to be always in contact with them. Try to be try to treat them and behave them with good morality, with good behavior, respectfully. These are the things that are really recommended in Islam, and actually Islam always emphasizes on these kind of values, which are a kind of moral and ethical values in Islam.
Okay. So if someone is among our close relatives or friends or family members, even parents and children, is a sinful person, what about that time? Are we allowed to do Salat al-Rahim with such a person?
No, never. Never. Even if he is sinful,
mm-hmm.
your duty is to help them, to support them, to guide them as much as you could. Again, like a lifullah nafsan illa wasa. You shouldn't cut completely your contact, your relationship with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Sinning is something that related to he or she herself.
Okay.
But your duty